What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
I mean, I don't bet. You know, I don't care.
I never have, and I never will.
Yeah, right.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're out.
Okay. We are not experts. We're not liable for any losses, nor will we come after your winnings. So feel free to tip. We're here to have some fun and hopefully win you some money. However, it is gambling, so don't bet more than you're willing to lose. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction, call 1-800-GAMBLER for help. Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your bro, Doc PLC. I am in the house by myself today. Smoking Jay, he needed the night off. He's got to rest up. I know work has been hectic for him. He's had a lot of long days. He's taken a well-deserved night off. Not sure what he's doing. Hopefully he's getting some rest and recovering and getting ready for a great football weekend. Welcome to our Beating the Books with the Bros, Week 11 edition. I cannot believe it's already Week 11 in the NFL season. It is going way too quickly. But on the season, our best plays are 26, 26, and 2. We're a 500 record. That's not the best. Not the worst, though, either. On the season, I am 15, 11, and 1. Smoking Jay is 11, 15, and 1. We both have work to do. We got to get a little better. So let's open up, see where we were right last week.
Wow, winning.
If Smoking Jay was here, he'd be opening this segment, because I don't have anything to add to it. Smokin' Jay was right on the Saints minus 10 hosting the 49ers. They did win 27-13. Unfortunately, that is the only one we got right last week. So I really hope you didn't take our advice and go lose some money. That takes us to our next segment of where we were wrong.
Oh, what a loser!
Where we were wrong. I would open up this segment because I didn't get anything right. We got the Eagles minus 4 at the Giants. The Eagles ended up losing to the Giants. I don't understand how they did that because the Giants are a trash football team, but apparently so are the Eagles and every other team in the NFC East. The Eagles did end up losing 27-17, so they didn't come anywhere near a win. The next pick I got wrong, I had the Packers minus 13.5 hosting Jacksonville. And Jacksonville ended up playing a better game than anyone anticipated. The Packers did win the game 24-20, but that isn't covering a almost 14-point spread. That just, like I said, I don't know what happened. Jacksonville showed up. They played a good game and made it competitive, more competitive than anybody thought it would be. My final pick that was wrong, I had the Sea Chickens at the Rams going over 54.5. That did not happen. They only combined to score 39 points. I'm not sure what happened. The Seahawks did end up losing, and it just wasn't the high-scoring game that everyone thought it would be. Where Smokin' Jay was wrong last week, he had the Seahawks plus 2 at the Rams.
They didn't do that. They ended up losing 23-16, which combines for that 39 points. And then the other game he had, this one hurts so bad. He had Philadelphia at the Giants over 44.5. They combined to score exactly 44. Half a point is all it took, and they couldn't do it. So he gets the loss on that. And, you know, we need to recover from that. Smoke and Jay and I had a bad week last week. We are hoping to steer you in the right direction this week. So let's go to our week 11 picks. Now, obviously, Smoke and Jay's not here. However, he was kind enough to give me his picks, so I'm going to give those to you. Smoke and Jay, for his first pick, he likes the Chargers -9.5 hosting the Jets. I like that pick too, because the Jets are trash and the Chargers are pretty decent. Justin Herbert has been playing very well, despite what I said about him in the preseason. I talk trash about him, and he is clearly proving me wrong. He has been playing very well, scoring a lot of points, and they've been in a lot of close games, though. But the Jets haven't been in close games, so I like the Chargers to come away with that victory as well, and hopefully not even keep it a close game. His next pick, he's got the Rams versus Bucks going under 48. Rams versus Bucks under 48. It's going to be a defensive struggle. Jared Goff, we all know he's an up-and-down quarterback, and when he plays good defenses, he tends to be down. The Bucks have one of the best defenses in the league. And the Rams defense, not so bad themselves. They should be able to hold Tom Brady down, keep him from going off, and look for that score to be under 48. His final pick for Smokin' Jay, he's got the Falcons versus Saints going over 50. I'm a little confused by this. Maybe he made this pick not knowing Taysom Hill is starting instead of famous Jameis Winston. I'm not sure either why that decision was made. Perhaps it's so Sean Payton can see if Taysom Hill is actually a decent backup quarterback, if he could be the starter for when Drew Brees retires. Who knows? As a Jameis Winston / Drew Brees holder of fantasy, I don't appreciate the move, but it is what it is. The Falcons should score some points, and I guess the Falcons' defense isn't that great, so I can kind of see the overplay. I'm just skeptical of Taysom Hill as a starter, and the Saints' defense has been playing very well lately. So, who knows? If you want to talk more to Smoke and Jay, reach out to him at Fantasy Fornicator on Instagram. He'll respond to you. And he'll let you know why he's picking the over in that game. My picks, my best plays for week 11. I got the Dolphins -3.5 at the Broncos. I like the way the Dolphins have been playing lately. Their defense has been phenomenal. The Broncos, they might not even have Drew Lock, where I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll have to do my research before I make any bets. However, either way, I like the Dolphins -3.5. Tua coming into his own. And like I said, it's more about that Dolphins defense, which has been playing out of their minds, being able to hold the Broncos down and walk away with an easy victory. My second play that I got for y'all, I got the Bengals +1.5 at the Washington Weasels. The Bengals have been playing very well on offense. We all know their defense is suspect, but Washington's offense isn't anything to write home about. I know Alex Smith is playing well. You know, he's a great story. Love to see him coming back from that gruesome injury that almost cost him his life. He almost had to have his leg amputated. Not sure how he came back from it, but he came back and he's proving to all the young ones out there that you can't let anything hold you back. Persevere, try your hardest, get out there, do your best. However, I don't think it's going to be enough to beat the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to win this game straight up. So that +1.5 is just, you know, a little bonus, if you will. My final play that I got for you for the week, I got the Dolphins versus the Broncos. I know we already touched on this game. However, I'm going to hit it again with the under 45.5. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle. And, you know, especially if Drew Lock doesn't play, I like the under 45.5. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. Miami's defense is good. Denver's defense is good. Both their offenses are iffy at best. And usually those combine for low scoring games. So we'll see what happens. Those are our best plays. God, I hope we do better than we did last week for the sake of the show, for the sake of our listeners. Please, NFL, let's live up to better picks. For our final segment this week, we got our underdog plays. For Smokin' Jay, he's taking the Colts on the money line versus the Packers. Here's hoping. That would be the only way the Bears can get a win this week, because the Bears are off. So if the Packers lose, it's a win for the Bears. My underdog that I got the Titans on the money line versus the Ravens. I know they're a 6-point underdog, and that's a lot of points. But the Ravens haven't looked themselves this year. Lamar Jackson has been, he just hasn't been great, as great as we expected. He's not looking like an MVP. And the Titans have played well. So I like the Titans to win that game outright, to ride Derrick Henry and come away with the victory. Normally on the show, we would give you our Bears picks. However, the Bears are on a bye, so they can't lose this week. And I'll take that as a good thing. So that is our Beating the Books with the Bros Week 11 edition. It's a fairly clean show, easy to do by myself. There's no one to argue with, no one to get another opinion from. However, if you have any questions about the picks, you can reach out to me at DocPLC. If you have questions about Smokin' Jay's picks, reach out to him at Fantasy Fornicator. Or you can always reach out to any of the bros and we'll get back to you. So for DocPLC, that's me, Smokin' Jay, Fantasy Renegade, Fantasy Sweetness, and the Drill himself, we appreciate you tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. Go make some bets. And this is our last show before Thanksgiving. So have a very happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for everything you have. Thankful for your family. We are thankful for you. Have a great night.